let's turn to local sports here on KNKX. The 11 players drafted by the Seahawks are getting ready for rookie camp at the team's headquarters in Renton next weekend. The Seahawks made a shrewd move to increase the size of their draft class this year. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel tells 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick the team is always full of surprises.
Art, let's start by talking about the Seahawks' strategy for this draft.
Well, they came in it with only 7 picks, and that was a low in the era of Coach Pete Carroll and General Manager John Schneider. They wanted to get more, and they did it, I think, in a pretty clever fashion. They managed to trade down from their original position, which was 26th in the first round, to number 35 by making 3 deals and continuing to move back, but accumulating 4 more picks. So they came away with this draft with 11 players instead of 7. And they still got the guy they say they were after.
But with their first pick, there are some question marks.
Yes, there is. The pick is Malik McDowell from Michigan State. He's a defensive lineman, 6'6", 295 pounds. And I'm told that he is a tremendous athletic specimen who would have been probably a top 10 pick if not for some other issues. They questioned his motor, which is code for he was lazy. He didn't always play every play out. He took some plays off. And there were some mitigating circumstances. Michigan State was a 3-9 team last year, not very good, and he had some minor injuries that nagged. So he fell quite a ways in the draft relative to his athletic prowess. And the Seahawks say, we can fix that. At least that's what they say, and they've made quite a living at finding overlooked players such as Richard Sherman, who was a 5th-round pick. Cam Chancellor was a 5th-round pick. And Doug Baldwin, the wide receiver, he was not even drafted. And, of course, the famous draft was in 2012 when they got Russell Wilson in the 3rd round.
Well, the Seahawks went into this draft in need of safeties and cornerbacks. Was it a surprise that their first choice was a defensive lineman?
It's a little bit of a surprise because it wasn't necessarily an area of need. But if you look back to, say, the Seahawks' 2013 season when they went to the Super Bowl and won, they had a great rotation of defensive linemen, starting with Brandon Mebane, and they were able to bring in fresh legs in a 3 and sometimes a 4-man rotation that really was a difference maker in stopping the run. And that's what they were after for this guy, who can also block a few passes at 6'6". So they're really looking at him as a rare talent that they wanted to seize. But they also did, in this draft, pick up a lot of defensive back help, including the guy who has my favorite name in the Seahawk draft, Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
No, it's not that Mike Tyson.
Yeah, so he was one of the cornerbacks they got. And speaking of cornerbacks, Richard Sherman is still a Seahawk. There hasn't really been any movement on the trade rumors that swirled around him weeks ago.
Right. They didn't find adequate compensation prior to the draft. That would have been the time, if they really did want to move a disgruntled player, was to do it before the draft. But somewhere along the way, Carroll and Sherman have to work this out.
Well, there's one more draft pick that you wanted to feature for folks.
Yes. He's the wide receiver from Michigan, picked in the 3rd round, Amara Darbo. He's got a great backstory. He was born in Sierra Leone in West Africa, and they were having an incredible civil war, and his parents were killed when he was only 2, and he and his 13 siblings were refugees in neighboring countries, and he immigrated to Iowa, where a family adopted him and many of his siblings. And it's really a remarkable story. He's a very bright kid, and when he talked to us on teleconference, you could tell that this was a pinnacle achievement for a kid who's come a long, long way. And it's a great American story in a time when immigration and refugees are a big part of the political discussion.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.